Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Like most industries, solar has taken a hit during the pandemic. Residential solar panel installations in the U.S. were down nearly 25% in the second quarter of the year after a record-breaking start to 2020. Last year, solar accounted for 40% of all new electricity capacity in the U.S. Let's check in now on the state of the solar industry with Ravi Mangani, head of solar research at Wood Mackenzie. Ravi, welcome. And how badly did the pandemic slow down solar?
So while the solar installations, especially in the residential sector, were hit real hard, since then, we have seen the market pick up, and we'll end up still down compared to what we had initially projected at the beginning of the year. But the residential segment, for instance, will end up being about 9 to 10% below our initial expectation.
Pre-COVID, things were going pretty well. Last year, solar accounted for a greater share of all new generating capacity in the U.S. compared to any other power source. And most of that, it looks like, is coming from utility-scale power plants. As your firm points out, even during the pandemic, the U.S. solar market installed 3.5 gigawatts of new solar capacity. Talk about that. Where are those new solar plants coming from, and who's leading the way?
You're right, Peter, that the utility scale segment, or the big solar farms, account for majority of the solar installations in the country. The net result is that states like Texas and Florida continue to see record amounts of solar installation, particularly in the utility segment, but in other parts of the industry too.
Is that because of cost? In the last 15 years, we see that solar has gone from about $1 per kilowatt hour to just 4 cents per kilowatt hour today. Is that what's driving the surge?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about why solar has become such a mainstay for generation technologies, we come down to two pillars, right? One of them is, of course, climate action, but the other obvious one is economics. It is the cheapest form of generation today, even compared to natural gas. So the number that he said, about 3 to 4 cents per kilowatt hour, compared that to natural gas, which is about a cent or so higher. And it's, once we start to look at coal or nuclear, solar wins, head and shoulders above both those technologies.
Mm. Well, now you're getting into some interesting territory here, because if you look at the breakdown in 2019 of where power came from in the United States, 38% from natural gas, 23% from coal, nuclear, 20%. And then renewables, 17%. So if solar is getting so cheap, why is it still at the bottom of that list?
Yeah, so one thing to keep in mind, right? Solar has been consistently the largest or the fastest growing new technology in the past few years. We are talking about an industry where these generation assets are expected to last 50 years or more in some instances. What is interesting here is, as solar continues to sort of climb up in the generation mix, as costs keep going down, by 2050, it's going to be, in fact, the largest installed base, more than three times the next generation technology, which wouldn't, even by 2050, still be gas.
That's Ravi Mangani, head of solar research at Wood Mackenzie. Ravi, thanks very much.
My pleasure.